If you go see an orchestra, you might walk into the orchestra hall a few minutes before the beginning of the music, and you might hear this horrific noise. What is this terrible sound? The screeching violins and discordant brass and woodwind. And if you didn't know that a beautiful piece of music was about to be played, you might go running from that orchestra hall. What is this? But we know that those musicians are simply tuning their instruments. They're getting ready to join together in harmony, to play something magnificent and beautiful. So we wait it out. We stay put, even through that awful noise that lasts for just a little while. Before Jesus was arrested, he was with his disciples in the upper room on Maundy Thursday. He was preparing them for what was about to happen to him. And so he was speaking very bluntly with them. And even though they didn't quite grasp or understand what was going to be happening to Jesus in the following hours and the following day, his words were very meaningful to them and would later be recalled. And these are words that Jesus spoke to his disciples that he also means for you and me. Specifically these words from John 16. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him about what he had said. And so he said to them, "Are you trying to determine with one another what I meant by saying, 'In a little while, you are not going to see me,' and again, 'In a little while, you will see me'? Amen, amen, I tell you, you will weep and wail, but the world will rejoice. You will become sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." Jesus was preparing them for that little while that would soon come of real sorrow and heartache and grief as they would watch their Savior be arrested, be tortured, be killed upon the cross. This was a time when our spiritual enemies were rejoicing. The sinful world, Satan, they were thinking that they had won. God, Jesus, dead upon the cross. The disciples themselves, they were thrown into despair. They were fearful. We're told that the following days, they were back in that upper room where they had been with Jesus. Only this time, they were in hiding. They were fearful for their own lives. They thought they would be crucified next. You and I, we face little whiles of despair and trouble in our lives as well. I don't know what it might be for you. Could be a diagnosis from the doctor. It might be a financial crisis or a loss of a job. It might be a close one who is dying or recently has departed. There are these little whiles of life where we feel great despair and we feel the hurt of trouble. Jesus puts it in perspective though. As he was doing there that night in the upper room with his disciples, it's a little while, and yes, the world will rejoice and you will have sorrow, but here's good news for you. Your sorrow will turn into joy. And that's true. That happened for the disciples. Think of the open and empty tomb. Jesus, who went to the cross, and there he paid for our sins, he didn't abandon his disciples. He appeared before them and said, "It is me. Peace be with you." And their grief turned to joy. And so too does our Savior. And the fact that he has risen from the dead bring us joy, even as we are facing sorrow and trouble and grief. Jesus lives. He's risen from the dead. And that means our greatest enemy, the thing that people fear the most in this world, it's nothing to him. He's broken death. He's defeated it. And he is for you. He loves you. And he promises that you too will defeat death. Because he lives, we too will live. This gives us such joy. There's an ugly noise of trouble that may surround us. But God says, hold on, there's something beautiful in store for you. So wait out this little while and know that the master conductor is about to take the stage and something glorious and beautiful is about to be played for you.
Today's devotion was presented by Pastor Luke Ulrich. You can support our video ministry through your prayers and donations. Visit peacedevotions.com/donate when you are ready to give.